Okay, today is Daf Ayin Gimel. We are on Daf Ayin Beis and Midbeis on the bottom line, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim, Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. So, we're in the middle of discussing the story of children that live in a dira together with their father. They live together in a chatzar, and the question was, what's the story with these children? So the Gemara says, my makom dira. On the bottom line, my makom dira, right? So Rav said, makom pita, the place where you eat. The place where you eat governs where your residence is. So if you eat by your father every meal, then you really live by your father. Then you really have one house with him. I sleep next door. Doesn't make a difference. Goes to where you eat. Shmuel Amar Makom Lina. No. Shmuel says it's the place where you sleep. Not where you eat, where you sleep. Now, Mesve, there's a brayta that says like this. Haroim, shepherds, v'ha-kaitzin, and people that watch the fields of figs, v'ha-borganin, different kind of guards, v'shomri peiros, other kinds of guards, always are guards. So Bisman Shadarkan Lolan Ba'ir, if they sleep in the city, then Harehein Ka'anshi Ha'ir. They are treated as the Anshi Ha'ir. Bisman Shadarkan Lolan Basada, but if they sleep in the field, with the animals, with the figs, then Yesh Lan Alpayim L'chol Ruach. Then they have 2,000 amos from the spot they lie down to go to sleep. But you see from here that the determining factor is where you sleep. Not where you eat, where you sleep. Kashan Rav. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, over there, by the case of the guards, Anan Sahadi means we know. We could take it to the bank. It's a given that the imamtule rifta hasam tveinichale. If you would bring them food to the location where they sleep, they'd very much appreciate it. In other words, the reason why they're going into the town to eat is because they have no food in where they're sleeping. They would much prefer to be where they sleep, to have food there. No food there. They're into the field with the sheep, no food, nothing to eat. They have to go into town to get something to eat. Since they have to go into town to get something to eat, right? Since they have to go into town to get something to eat, that doesn't mean that Lina is goreim where their Erev is. It just happens to be that where they sleep, there's no food. If they sleep out in the field, there's no food. They'd rather sleep out in the field. There's no food. They have to go get something to eat. It's not a raya that Lina is gorim. Amar of Yosef, lo shmi li hashmaitza. Says Yosef, I never heard that. So Amalei Abaya, what do you mean? Yosef got sick, so he forgot his learning. So Amalei Abaya told him, what do you mean? At amarta nahalon. You taught it to us, this halacha. The aha amarta nahalon. And this was the context that you taught it to us. Ha'achin, if you have brothers, if they, brothers that are ochlin ashulchan aviyan, meaning they eat from their father's house, v'yashein and bibatein, but they sleep in their own houses, tzrichin erev l'chol echad v'echad. Everyone has to make their own erev. V'amrin alach. What? Because they don't eat bad, they eat in their father's house. Yeah. V'amrin alach, sh'mamin al-makam l'nagorim. You see from here clearly that goes away you sleep. Because they eat every meal with their father, they sleep in their house, they have to make their own Erev. So Rav is wrong. No. It doesn't mean that they actually eat at their father's table. They eat in their own house. It means that when it says in the Mishnah that it means that they eat at their father's table, what it means is the father supports them. That's what it means. It doesn't mean they eat there. So it's not a raya, again, it's not a raya that Lina is goring. Tana Rabbanan, Mishi Yeshlo Chamesh Nashim. If a guy has five wives, Mikablos Pras Mibaleid, and he's supporting all five wives. Now, all five wives don't live in the same house. Let's say they all live next door to each other, right? Or Chamisha Avadim, he has five servants, Mikablin Pras Mirabeyan, and they're all getting supported from their master. So are they considered as one location or five locations? Are they considered the same location as their father or not? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Mater ben Hashem. When it came to the wives, he held that wives are the women in those days didn't work. They don't have their own income. So it happens to be they live in different houses because he's not living in the same house with five wives. So they live in different houses. But in the Chanami, they have no independence, and therefore they're considered the same property as their father, as their husband, and therefore no heir needs to be made. V'osir ba'avadim. But avadim not like that. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba matir ba'avadim v'osir ben Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said the exact opposite. Avadim don't have their own independence, but the women do. So does that make any sense? That avadim have their own independence and not wives? So Amar Rav, my time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, what's his reason that women have their own independence, but avadim don't? It's such a strange halacha. So you know what the answer is? Dichsiv, it says, V'Daniel Bisra Malka. And Daniel was by the gate of the king. Now, even wherever he went, he was by the gate of the king. What does that mean? That means wherever the Eved goes, he's always under the shadow of his master. So therefore, even if he has his own house, and even if there are five of them, each have their own houses, they have no independence. They have no independence. They're under the shadow of their master all the time, no matter where they are. Since that's true, they're considered one location. They're not considered five houses, they're considered one house. Same house as the Baal. And therefore they don't have to make an heir. Women, they can have their own independence. And therefore they argue. Now, Pshita, it's obvious, Ben Eitzel Aviv Kidamarin, when a son's by the father, we just said. Isha Eitzel Baila, a wife with a husband, or Eved Eitzel Rabu, or an Eved with a master, Plukza, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. We just explained that was a machlokas amarayim between these two people. Tanoim actually. Talmud Eitzel Rabu Mai. What about a Talmud with a Rebbe? Meaning, what does that mean? That means the Talmud might have his own place to sleep, but he eats by the Rebbe. Or, the other way around, he might eat in the yeshiva, but he sleeps by the Rebbe. Where's his makom? Does he even have an independent makom? So Tashma, Derav Be'Revchia Amar, Ein Anu Tzrichin La'Arev. We don't have to make an Erev. Maybe we live in the same chutzah as the Rebbe, but really we rely on the Rebbe. Shari Anu Samchin Al Shulchano Shal Revchia. We rely on the table of Revchia. We have no independence. We rely on him, the Rebbe. Therefore, they don't have to make an Erev. They're bottled to the Rebbe. Rabbi Chia bar Rav Amar, Ein Anu Tzrichin La'arev. We don't have to make an Erev. Sharei Anu Samchin Al Shulchan Shal Rebbe. Because we're so make on the Shulchan of Rebbe. Okay? Okay, now the Gemara gets hard. Boimene Abaye Me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. Chamisha Shigavu Es Eruvin. Five people live in a chatzar. And if all five people live, not related to each other, no rabbeim, no wives, five random people, in order for them to make an Erev in the chatzar, each one of them has to join in the Erev. So, Chamisha Shigav was Eruvim. Five people join in an Erev. Now, they want to make an Erev with the chatzar next door. How many people from this chatzar have to join in the Erev next door? One or five? So we had this yesterday. Well, right? So, kishemolichin es evur l'makom acher. When you put your Erev someplace else, meaning another chatzar, you want to join with another chatzar. The five of us made an Erev. Now you want to join with another chatzar over there. So, kishemolichin es evur l'makom acher. Erev echad l'kulam? They made an Erev among themselves.
Right.
Now they want to carry in the chatzar next door. How do you do that? You have to make an Erev with the chatzar next door. So how many people from this chatzar have to participate in that Erev? One or five? So, kishamalichin is Eruvin l'makam acher, when you want to put the Erev in the other chatzar, Erev echad l'kulam, is it one Erev for everybody? O tzvichin Erev l'kol echad v'echad. Or, each one has to participate again.
They're only transferring that one pas.
Correct. But where does that pas come from? Is it joined from all five?
Of course, they did.
What?
They did.
That was only for their own chatzar. Now they want to go into the other chatzar. There's a kiddush in the other chatzar, and they want to participate in that kiddush.
They're not going to take five more pieces of pasta.
They might have to. That's exactly what Abaye's question was. Now Rashi reminds us. Rashi, by the way, Lord Kamara too. So Rashi reminds us. The Gemara asked this question yesterday. Right? Rashi reminds us. Rashi says Lamaka Macher. It's way up where we are. Rashi says L'chatzar Acharis to another chatzar. That's what it means. Makom Acher means another chatzar. Abaye Lo Shmielahu Hahimas Nisan Tatani Leel. Abaye missed yeshiva yesterday. He didn't come to Daf Yomi yesterday. This was a Mishnah yesterday, right? The Tanya La'el, Hey Shegavu Esei Reuven. Five people collect an Eruv, and now they want to make an Eruv next door. What's the story? So Rashi wants to know, didn't Abaye know that? Maybe Abaye missed it yesterday. Inami or Shmiele, he did hear it. He was there yesterday. Umi Boyele, but what he's really asking is, Hilchas Amai. How do we paskin? That's what he wants. How do we paskin? Mishum to Ukmula Pluksa. Because it's a machlokas. So what Abaye wanted to know was, so how do we paskin, nu? Okay, fine. So he asked Rabba that question. Amale, Rabba told him, Erev Echad Lekulan. One Erev for everyone. That's all. One Erev. So they have to make an Erev in their own chatzar. Everybody has to participate. If one person doesn't participate, it ruins it for the other four. Can't have an error of 4 out of 5. If they're 5 out of 5. What about next door? Nah, next door, only one has to participate. On behalf of them all. It could be like a shliach. Says Abaye the following question. 1 second. The ha'achin, but when brothers live in an eruv, when brothers live in a chatzar, right? Yeah. So you know what? Go back to Ayin Beis Amid Beis for a minute. Go back to Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And we're going to do the Mishnah again. And what does the Mishnah say? It says, Ha'achin she'ahayu ochlen al-shulchan avien, if brothers eat by their father, v'yishen in bibotehen, but they sleep in their own house, tzrichin erev l'kol echad ve'echad. Everybody has to make their own erev. And we said, it doesn't mean they eat in the father's house. It means they eat in the own house. But the father supports them. Fine. Lafikach, therefore, im shachach echad behem lo erev, if one of them forgot to make an erev, v'vatel es meshuzo. The only way out is in vatel. Otherwise, no erev. Emosai, when is this true? Bizman shemolichin eruvan l'makom acher. When they put the erev somewhere else. What's somewhere else? Our case. And what do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here? You see from here that everyone has to, it's not 1 for 5, it's 5 for 5, even in the other chatzar. Everyone has to participate. How could Rabbi say otherwise? That's a bias kasha. Now, if you keep on reading the Mishnah, you'll realize it's not a kasha. Why? Because what does the Mishnah say? Aval, but, im hayu erev bo etzlan, if the erev comes to them, right? What does it mean the erev comes to them? Meaning the erev is put in their house, in the father's house, o she'ein imahen, diorin b'chatzer, or nobody else lives there, only the father and the son, ein tzrichim la'arev. They don't need an erev at all. Which, what the Mishnah is saying is, even though I just said everyone has to participate, that's only true if there's no one else there. If there's someone else there. So, what does this have to do with putting it in the other chatzar? In other words, Abaye's question was a good question. Till you read the rest of the Mishnah, that doesn't make any sense. I want to make it. So, the real question is, what does it mean? What does it mean, b'makom acher? In the Mishnah, what does that mean, makom acher? So the Gemara is going to say, makom acher cannot mean another chatzar. Can't mean that. Because if it means that, the rest of the Mishnah makes no sense. So in the Mishnah, The word makom acher doesn't mean another chatzer. You know what it means? It means a chatzer, but not the father or any of the boys. Someone else. Some random guy. If that's the case, then everyone has to participate. But if it's going into the father's house, the Erev, or no one else lives there in this chatzer, just the father and his two sons, then you don't have to make an Erev, a kula. So Abaya's question is not a question. Abaya asked the question to Rabba. What about an Erev going into the other chatzer? Five people live here, now they want to make an Erev in the other chatzer. How many have to participate? Rabba said one, on behalf of the other four. Yeah, but Abaya says, yeah, but that's not the story when the brothers. Why? Because the Mishnah said, hey, look at now we're reading, now we're reading the Mishnah, the Gemara inside. Va'achin, but brothers, t'chigavu dami. It's no different than five random people living there. The katani, what did the Mishnah say? Tzrichin erev l'kol echad v'echad. Everybody has to participate. Right? So Gemara answers, Hachab mayaskinan, what are we talking about? Kigon de'ik diyurin bahadayu, there are other residents in the same chatzar. Not a different chatzar, the same chatzar. That's the kicker. Abaya was asking about the other chatzar. What about when I want to make an error with the other chatzar? What's the story? Rava said, only one person. Yeah, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah was talking about another chatzar. The Mishnah was talking about the same chatzar. Okay? Now, Demigu, Tahani Asri, since the rest of the chatzar, Asers, the father, and sons, and brothers, Hani Nami Asri, so then they Asr each other. The brothers Asr each other. Because there's someone else living here. Some random guy who's living here. Hachinami Mistabra. That actually makes a lot of sense. That in the Mishnah, we're not talking about another chatzar, we're talking about the same chatzar. Diktani, because the Mishnah said, Amosai, when does each brother have to make their own Erev? Amosai, when is this true? Bizman Shemalichin is Reuven Makom Acher. When you're putting it somewhere else, where are you putting it? In another chatzar? No, in the same chatzar. Reuven bought Islam, but if the Erev then you put in the father's house, oh, she ain't doing any mom b'chatzar, or there is no one else that lives there. Ain't tzrichin lariv. Shma mina, that we're talking about the same chatzar, not a different chatzar. So Abaya asked the question to Rabba, what's the story if five people want to put an Erev in the other chatzar, how many have to participate? Rabba said one. Yeah, but the Mishnah said that each brother has to make an Erev. That was where it's in the same chatzar, each brother has to make it, not a different chatzar. Okay. Next. Bayminei Rav Chiya bar Ava bar Avin Merv Sheshes. Bnei Bei Rav, these yeshiva boys, the Ochli Nahama Babaga, they eat Baga, I think it's some kind of inn, some kind of, I don't know where they eat somewhere. They eat somewhere else. Va'asu Ubaise Bnei Rav. But they sleep in the yeshiva. The yeshiva doesn't have any food. So when it comes to eating, they have to go somewhere to eat. But they sleep in the yeshiva. Where is their Erev? Where is their tchum of 2,000 amos? Where they eat or where they sleep? Ki mashchinan lehu, when we measure tchuma, right? When we measure the tchum for these people, mi beirav mashchinan lehu, o mi bagel mashchinan lehu. Do we measure it from where they eat or where they sleep? Which one? Which one's the ikker? So Amalei, he told him back, mashchinan mi beirav, from where they sleep. From where they sleep. Right? Now, 1 second. Is that true? From where they sleep? Listen to the Gemara's question. I want to walk to the other town. I live a regular person, a regular case. I want to walk to the other town. What do? I walk 2,000 amos, and I put down some food, and then what do? I go back home to my house to go to sleep, and then in the morning I wake up, I go to that spot, and then I can walk another 2,000 amos. Do we count it from the place I slept or the place I put the food? What? No. The place you put down the food. Not where you slept.
That's the whole purpose.
Exactly. So what's the difference by the Shishiva boy? What's the difference? What's the difference? By the yeshiva boy, it goes away asleep. But everyone else goes away to eat. Where you put the food. Right? If somebody puts an air within 2,000 amos, he goes to sleep back at home. Doesn't sleep outside. And the chum begins, the chum gets counted from his eruv. What's going on here? Right? So the Gemara answers, Bahi anantahadi, Ubahada anantahadi. In each case, anantahadi means it's clear and obvious. Sahadi means witnesses. We can attest to the fact that this is what's going on. Behahi, in a regular case, what's the reason why an Eruv of 2,000 amos, what's the reason if I put down food 2,000 amos away, I can walk 2,000 amos beyond that point? What's the reason for that? Because that becomes a residence. I don't sleep there. What if I had a bed there? And a roof? And a house? Wouldn't I rather be there? The answer is, of course I'd rather be there. It's much closer. I'd rather be there. Why am I not there? I don't have a roof. It's the middle of nowhere. I have to put an Eruv down. But I would much rather be there. I'd much rather be there. Anantahadi. It's anantahadi. You can attest to the fact. The e mitzdar le hasam nichale. If someone had a bed there, I'm much better off over there. I'd much more appreciate to be there. It's halfway to my destination. Why am I not there? There's no bed. Why can't I put an Eruv there? The halacha is you can put an Eruv. And Ubahada anantahadi. And when it comes to the yeshiva boy, same thing. Why are they eating? Why are they eating not where they're sleeping? Most people don't do that. Most people eat in the same place where they sleep. Why are they eating somewhere else? You know why? Because this yeshiva has no dining room. They have no choice. They can't starve. Anantahadi. D'imaisili riftale lebei rav. If somebody would open a dining room in the yeshiva, nichalu tveri, much better for them. Really, the issue is where they eat. For sure, where they sleep. Why are they eating somewhere else? Eating somewhere else. There's no food here. What do you want from them? It doesn't mean that the place where they eat governs. Of course not. Okay. By Rana Bar Chama, Merav Chista, Av Ubno, Urav Talmido, a father and a son. And a Rav and a Talmud. Kirabim Dami, Oki Yechidim Dami. Are they considered like a Rabim? Or since we said that a father and a son living in the same Eruv, in the same Chatzar, don't have to make an Eruv. Even if the father, whether he supports him, But is it considered two houses? Or is it considered one house? Regarding Eruv, they don't have to make an Eruv. That's the Gemara's next question. Tzrichin Eruv or ain't Tzrichin Eruv? Do they have to make an Eruv or not? So what's the first question? So the first question is a Mishnah that's going to be coming up, today's Wednesday? Friday's Daf, forget pictures, Friday's Daf, a chart would really help. It's a very, very, not hard, it's extremely complicated. So many complicated cases. But one of the things the Gemara there is going to say is, if you're landlocked in a chatzar, you live in a chatzar, and the only way you're getting out is through someone else's chatzar. Let's look at the Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Le'inyan shtei chatzeros, zu lifnei mizu. Two chatzars, one inside the other. V'drisas regel ha'pnimis ala chitona. And the only way the inner one is getting out is to walk through the outer one. Otherwise, he can't get out. He's stuck in there. Now, on Friday, we're going to talk about every permutation of this case. In an inner and the outer. Utnan b'masnisan, l'kaman ayin hay, and we're going to learn on Friday, im hayu shel yechidim, which means, sheyachid dar b'pnimiyos, only one person lives in the inner chatzar. If one person lives in a chatzar, you don't have to make an Eruv. You're the only one who lives there. It's my property, I don't have to make an Eruv. So if one person lives all the way in the inner chatzar, to have a regel hamuteres bimkoma. Regel hamuteres bimkoma means it's mutter to walk around in there and carry, right? Eina oseres shalobimkoma. cannot aser the outer chatzar. And we're going to learn, let's say that what that means is, if the outer chatzar makes an erev among themselves, but doesn't include the inner chatzar, it's not an erev. Why not? Because the inner chatzar needs that space to get out. So therefore, you really have to include them. And if you don't include them, it's not an erev. But that's not true if only one person lives in there. Why? Because if only one person lives in there, there's no erev. So how can someone be mutter here and usher there? So we're going to get to that on Friday. It's very complicated. But that's what the Mishnah says. So now, when a father and a son live in there, is it as if it's one person living in there, like a yachid, or not? So, physically, more than one person there. It's two people, a father and a son. Halachically, is it considered one or not? That's the Gemara's question. Right? The Rashi continues. That but if it's many people living in that chatzar, velo irva pnimius laatzma, and they didn't make an erev in the inner chatzar. In other words, the people in the inner chatzar never made an erev. They didn't bother. And the outer chatzar did make an erev. You know what? The outer chatzar still can't carry. Tavi regala sura bimkoma osuris alachitona. Since the inner chatzar they can't carry, the outer chatzar gets ruined and they can't carry either. Afilu irva chitzon l'atzma. Even if the outer one made their own erev. That's the halacha we're going to learn on Friday. So now what's the story of Rav, of a Rebbe and his Talmud, or a father and a son live in such a place? So are they considered one or Rav or Yachid? And do they have to make an erev or not? And number three, Mavui shelehen, nitar belechi v'kora, o ein nitar belechi v'kora. If the Mavui, the only two people living in the Mavui. They live in the Chatzah, which opens to the Mavui. Do you need a Lechi and a Korah? Because we learned, you only need a Lechi or a Korah, at least you have to have a minimum of two houses. So is this considered two houses? Amalit and Yeshua, we learned this already. Avu Bno, Harava Talmido, Bisman She'eni Mandi Yorin. If no one else lives there, Harahenki Yechidim. They're like individual people. Vein Tzrichim La'arif, they don't have to make an Eruv. Umavu Shalahen, and the Mavi Nita Belechi Vekara. It's Mutter with Lechi and Akara. Yidu Lechi and Akara, I'm sorry. Because if, for purposes of Chatzar, it's considered as if it's two. In other words, a Mikkel on every angle. Okay, next Mishnah. You hear what I'm saying? We're Mikkel on all sides. We let them not have an Erev, and we allow them a Kara to make a Mavi. So we're being Mikkel on all sides for them. Exactly. So we'll make it on every side for them. Okay, now, the next case, a picture would help. And the case is as follows. Chamesh chatzeros. There are five chatzers. And they're lined up like ducks in a row. And between every chatzer, there's a door going to the next chatzer. So chatzer one, and can go into chatzer two, into chatzer three, into chatzer four, into chatzer five. Chatzer five is a wall. And every chatzar also has a door to the Mavli. They all share the same Mavli, because they're all lined up. There's actually a picture of it in Rashi, which is a pretty good picture. Just very, very... The picture book has a picture. Archel has a picture? Okay, good. Fine, good. So, Chamesh Chatzeros, Psucha Zulazu, Upsuchas Lamavli. Eruve Bechatzeros. So if you made an Erev Chatzeros, if one and two made an Erev Chatzeros, but they didn't make a mavui. They didn't make a shituf of the mavui. So mutar bechatzeros vasum mavui. They can carry in the chatzar, not in the mavui. Why not? They didn't make an air for the mavui. They only made an air for the chatzar. Then the shtatvu b'mavui. But if they made a shituf muvos, then mutar in kan v'kan. Then they can carry in both areas. Why? Because a shituf necessarily includes the chatzar, and therefore all you need is a shituf. Okay? Remember this line: Im nishtatvu b'mavui mutarin kan v'kan. If you made a shituf mavaz, you can carry in both areas. Eruva b'chatzeros. If they made an eruv chatzeros, v'nishtatvu b'mavui. And then they made a shituf of mavui. Okay? Yeah. V'shachach echad b'nei chotzer v'lo erev. And one somebody forgot and didn't join in the erev. Right? But he did join in the shituf. He did join in the shituf. That he joined. But in the erev he didn't join. So did it change anything? Nothing. Mutarin b'kan v'kan. Everybody's mutar in both areas. Why? Because the shituf covers the erev. The shituf covers the chatzar. He forgot to join in the erev. He's saved by the fact that there's a shituf mavos. Okay? Now, mibnei mavoi v'lo nishtatfu. What about, there are five chatzars here. One of them doesn't join in the shituf. Forgot.
So, mutar b'chatzeros.
In the chatzars is mutar.
V'asur b'mavoi.
Not in the mavoi. And the Mishnah said the same thing three times. Right?
Shahamavu lechatzeros kechatzer labatim.
The mavoi is to a chatzer what a chatzer is to a house. Just like you can't carry from a house to a chatzer without an eruv, so too you can't carry from a chatzer to a mavoi without shituf. Fine. Good? Good? Easy Mishnah. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. What? You'll see why. Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Who wrote this Mishnah? The answer is Rav Meir hi. The Amar who said, Be'inan Erev u'be'inan Shituf. After all, Marcel Shaiman asked, why do both? Why do both? Just do Shituf. But the Mishnah started off, Chamesh chatzeros, eruvim chatzeros v'lo nishtatvu, only works in one. Right? Says the Gemara, that makes no sense what you just said. You just said the author of this Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, you need both? Eimu mitziyasa. Look at the middle case, which is the top line of this page. Vim nishtatvu b'mavui, if you only made a sheet of mavos, mutarin b'kanu v'kan. You don't need a mavoi. You don't need a chatzeir. You don't need an eruv. How can that be Rav Meir?
Asan l'rabbanon.
That's obviously the rabbanon, the army who hold the bechad the sagi. They only need one. It has to be shittif one. They only need one. How can it be Rav Meir? It makes sense. Holo kasha. Now that's not a kasha, because
ve'im nishtatvu nami ka'amar.
It was one case, not two different cases. The case is as follows. If five people live in a chatzer, five chatzers, eru bechatzer. I'm back on the bottom line of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, from the bottom line of the Mishnah. Eru bechatzeros. If they made an erev in the chatzeros, v'lo nishtatvu b'mavui, but they didn't make a sheet of mavos, so the mutarim bechatzeros, they're mutar in chatzers, v'asu b'mavui, right? V'im nishtatvu b'mavui. And if they made an erev in the mavui, then mutar and kan v'kan. Then they can carry in both. Meaning, and you made an erev too. Now why does the Mishnah have to say it again? So that we shouldn't talk about why would the Mishnah repeat itself according to this answer. The Mishnah is repeating itself according to this answer, but there's no other way to answer it. If you want to make the Mishnah Rav Meir, there's no other way to do it. Right, so the Rishonim deal with that. Why would the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Fine. Eim Seifa. But look at the next part of the Mishnah. What did it say? It said, Eruve bechatzeros. If someone made an Erev chatzeros, v'nishtatvu b'mavui, and they also made a sheet of mavos, v'shachach echad b'nei chatzer, and somebody from the chatzer forgot, v'lo Erev, and he didn't make an Erev, mutarin kan v'kan. He could still carry in the chatzer and in the mavui. How could that be? According to Rav Meir, how could that be? They both are required. How could that be? Hey Chidami, how could that be? E delo batel, if he's not mevatel his rishos, if he didn't join in the chatzar, he can mevatel his rishos. Right? Now according to Rav Meir, you have to make both. So without bittel, how's anyone carrying in that chatzar? No erev was made. E delo batel, am I mutarin? Why are they mutter in that chatzar? He forgot he didn't join the Erev. He joined in the Shittif, so what? According to him, you have to have both. Ela pshita, the bottle. Obviously, he was mevatel his rishos. Therefore, that Erev gets saved, that chatzar gets saved, and the Shittif mevos, he joined. Excellent. Eima seifa. But look at the last case of the Mishnah. Nishtatev. I'm sorry, Eima seifa. The next case was Shachach echad minei mavui, v'lo nishtatev, right? Shachach echad minei mavui, v'lo nishtatev. Where's that case? Huh? Shachach echad minei mavui, v'lo nishtatev. If somebody from the mavui forgot, mutarim b'chatzeros v'asum b'mavui, right? Then you're allowed to carry in the chatzar, but not in the mavui. Why not in the mavui? You didn't make a shittuf. But one second. V'debatel, but if you b'vatel, am I asur b'mavui? So why not? Why not? You b'vatel. V'chi tam a kasavar of mayor. Ain't bitl rishus b'mavui. No, you can't be b'vatel the rishus. You can't be b'vatel the whole chatzar. Everybody in the chatzar can't do that. You can only be b'vatel for a chatzar, not for a mavui. You want to hold that. Vatanya, that's true. Shari Amri, Shari Vatanya, Shari Bittel Lachem Rishuso Divra Meir. You can. Elapshita the low bittel. So clearly there was no bittel. So I mean to say for the low bittel, Reishanami low bittel, right? So if that's true, then Reishan v'seif for Meir mitziyaser Rabbanan. So the Reishan the seif for Meir in the middle of Rabbanan, that's not normal. So Gemara says, "Kula Rav Meir he." Now the whole thing is Rav Meir. The time of my Amar Rav Meir, being an Erev, being a Shittuf. Why do you need both? Very simple. Shalishkach Toras Erev Menatinokos. You don't want anyone to forget that there's such a thing as an Erev, and you don't want anyone to forget that such a thing is a Shittuf. That's why you require both. In a Chanam, you don't really need both. Once you have a Shittuf, it includes the Erev. So why are you having both? Because we don't want anyone to forget about it. V'hacha. But over here, when only somebody from the chatzar forgot, kivan deruba irvu lo mishtachla. Everybody else on the block is at an eruv, and everyone's going to know the halacha, so it's not an issue. You hear this? That's why Rava held. That's why the Mishnah holds. Rav Meir would agree that if everyone's mishtatef in the mavui and someone forgot to make an eruv, it's okay. Why? Because everyone else made an eruv, so the kids are not going to forget the halacha. Okay? Good? Good. Now, there's another picture that you need. Amar of Yehuda bar Rav. Amar of Yehuda. Amar of Yehuda bar. Amar of Yehuda. Rav Lotani Psucha Zulazu. Rav's case was five chatzers lined up. Every chatzer opened up into the mavui. But not every chatzer opened up to the chatzer next to them. There was no door in between. That's what it means over here. The low 20 psucha zulazu. They were not open into each other. The chain number of Kana Rav low 20 psucha zulazu. They were not opening up into each other. Absolutely not. Why not? Ikad the Amri Rav Kana gufe low 20 psucha zulazu. Rav Kana himself said it. Amalei Abayel of Yosef. My timer. The Rav the low 20 psucha zulazu. Why not? Listen to this. Because Kasavar Rav held or if Sheshit held. Kol shittuf. Anytime you want to do a shittuf muvos, she'ein machniso umotzi derech psachim b'mavui lav shmei shittuf. In order for the shittuf to work, you have to take the eruv from all the b'nei chatzar and go out into the mavui. Okay? If there's a door in between us, you don't have to go out into the mavui. I can just go next door to you, and you'll give me a pass. I'll leave it on the inside my house. I never went out into the mavui. You have to go out into the mavui. Therefore, if I want to join in a mavui with your chatzar, I have to go out of my chatzar, go into the mavui, go into your chatzar, get bread from you, go back out, and bring it back. I got to go out into the chatzar. You have to actually exit your chatzar. If there's a door in between us, no one has to exit. Since he requires exiting. there has to be no door in between the two chatzos. Eisvei. 1 second. 2 days ago, we learned the following halacha. Bala bayis, shayashotef l'shchenov, l'zeh b'yayin. L'zeh b'yayin. When a guy wants to make an erev with wine, right? Ein shrichin la'arev. He doesn't have to make an erev. Nobody left anywhere. Nobody left the house. You had a neighbor with wine, whatever, you wanted to make you have barrels of wine in the yard. You look, hey, we're going to join the mavui? Yeah, we'll join the mavui together. Excellent. We use the wine. Perfect. Nobody left anywhere. Nobody moved out. Nobody walked out of their chatzar to the mavui. It's all good. No. Hasam the afki v'ayli. No, he went out and in. You can't just yell across the fence. You have to actually go out and go back in, which is what he did. Now, Eisei, another kasha. Keta mishtatin b'mavui. How you mishtatif in a mavui, and what does it say? The Mishnah is on Ayin Tes, later in the week. How do you do it? You say, this is for all the b'nei mavui. No requirement to leave. No halacha like that. Hasanami, same story. Da'afke v'ayale. You go out and you go in. If you actually, yes, you have to do it. The Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it's required. Maskif lo rabba bar bar chana. Elamiyata, 1 second. Hakone lapas besalo. Hachanam glovi shittuf. What if I have a basket of bread and I want to make a shittuf mavos? I don't want to bother anybody. Everyone's at work. Everyone's busy. I'll just be makna it for everybody. Now, can I do that? Yes, I can do that. Sitting in my living room. I never left my house. How does that work? And I never left my house. I didn't go anywhere. So Gemara says, V'chite mahachanami, you want to tell me the same story, that he went out of his house, he went out into the mavui, then he came back in. V'omar Rav Yehuda Marav, b'nei chabura, there was a b'nei chabura, listen to this, everyone sitting around, shayim esubin, everyone sitting around, having a great time, a grand old time, it was on a Friday afternoon. V'kiddush alav hayom, and now it's Shabbos. Ooh, we forgot to make the shittuf mavos. Someone says, 1 minute, the pas on the table will count. We all brought pas together. We all shared the food. It's all here. And some say you can even use that for shittuf. Nobody went anywhere. Nobody got up and walked out into the movie and then back. They're all sitting at the table. And it works. So you see, Rav's rule, is that true? From a rabba, lo pligi, kan mesubim babayis. So some said it works for Erev, and some said it works for Shittuf. Below plague, they're not arguing about that. Where are they eating? Kan Mesubim Babayis. If they're eating in someone's house, it counts for Erev. And Kan Mesubim B'chatzer. And if they're in the Chatzer, in the yard, it works for the Mavli. Nobody move. Everyone's sitting at the table. And yet it's good. So what do you see? Razul's not right. You don't have to get up and walk out to come back in. Ella, time of the Rav, different reason why there had to be a closure in between each chatzar. The savar ein mavoi nitem belechi v'kora, alechi and a kora don't work. Ad sheyehei batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socha. You need batim and chatzeros, houses and chatzars, right? Eat more than one house. More than one house. Now here you have more than one house. Every chutz has got 2 houses, 10 houses, 100 houses. But 1 second. If there's a door between every chutzar, it's like only one chutzar. If every chutzar opens to the other one, it's viewed as one big chutzar. You don't have chatzeros, you can't carry in the mavui. You hear? That's why, said Rav, not what I said before, you have to actually leave your house, walk into the mavui. That's not true. You don't have to do that. But you have to have more than one chatzar. If every chatzar opens into the other chatzar, it's viewed as one big chatzar. You can't make a korah or a lechi. Therefore, the door has to be closed. So it's all different chatzars. That's the story. The door in between the chatzars that can't be open. Because if that's open, all five, that's not really five chatzars. It's really one chatzar. Therefore, the door has to be closed. So that you have 5 different chutzers, you have batim, plural houses, then it's good.
If that's the case, you could say that the mavui is actually not a mavui, it's an extension of the
No, so Mavi, nobody lives in a Mavi. That's the difference. Nobody lives in a Mavi. And nobody lives there. It's a street going into the Rosh Hashanah. Nobody lives in a Mavi. Therefore, it has different rules. And you have to, in order to have a mavui, to have a lechi and a karna mavui, you have to have chatzers. In order to have chatzers, you have to have a wall in between the chatzers.
So what is the solution if they have like 5 yards open to each other with a mavui, but they do?
Say again?
Would they do that?
If what?
If